It's a Monday. It's a cool Monday and a comfortable Monday, very fall-like. Well, welcome to studio this morning. Karen, how are you?
Yes, I'm okay.
Travels do well over the weekend?
Yeah, actually, no problem with traveling at all.
Mm-hmm.
67 goes a little bit farther now. So
yes, it does.
You're on the four lane a little bit farther.
Mm-hmm.
But I was kind of surprised. I thought we'd see some kind of wildlife along the side of the road or something. Not dead, but, you know, things you worry about while you're on the highway.
Deer?
Yeah. No.
Nothing.
You know, it's that time of year more isn't it, with farmers in the field and all that.
Farmers in the field and soon hunters out in their stands.
Yeah. Did see several large pieces of equipment driving down the road, and then you're on a highway.
Were any deer driving them?
No. Okay. Could have been driving a deer.
Yeah.
Oh,
there
look at
you
that.
Go.
But, you know, we were doing the whole sitting back here, the lights are blinking, the guy's half off the road. We get in a no-passing zone on the highway. And the two cars in front of us go around him. And I thought, now, there's a reason. Of course, we're only doing 25 miles an hour, right? But if it's no passing, isn't it really no passing at this point? So we waited till around the curve. But, you know, it's you still have to obey the street signs, right?
We're considering a trip to Dubuque next weekend. And in doing so, this is the time of year where you go, okay, which route's going to take me where I do not run into any slow-moving vehicles? And it's
challenging. You're going to go over to Hannibal.
Well,
Hannibal up.
You could go.
Or
yeah,
Quincy.
You could go to Springfield, to Peoria, and then cut across that way, which is a ways out of the way.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't think I'd go right to go left.
Yeah.
I guess east to go west is what I'm thinking. I would probably go Quincy and up, and then you're on 61. There's not going to be. Maybe there is. I don't know.
Yes,
it's like the only main highway over there, isn't it, in Iowa?
Yeah. Huh. At least on this side.
Well, if you're in Iowa right now and you can hear us, let us know if we shouldn't take 61.
Yeah, give us guidance.
Iowa. I don't know. There's a lot of probably, I'm sure, tractors over in Iowa.
Yeah. But the lot of the part we go, in fact, the only route we take till we get to Dubuque is four lanes, 61 north of Quad City, so.
But there's not much frontage road, so wouldn't they be maybe on that road?
Oh, they are, but you can get around them. I mean, it's split.
Well, here's a question.
Split four lanes.
Can they drive a piece of farm equipment on a four-lane highway?
I think you can. But limited access, I know.
I'm sure they don't want to, but I mean.
Limited access, I know you have to. Whether you can do that on the interstate. I think it's been done, but I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't think I've ever seen a combine on the highway between here and Springfield, though.
Yeah.
So maybe, well, there's plenty of roads on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We don't know. Let's just put it that way.
I think that's, we've established that spades.
You ready for today's B word?
Saw a movie over the weekend, by the way, I'll tell you about.
I'm going to write something down. Okay. Five-letter word beginning with B, meaning the beginning of anything. The beginning of
it's five letters. B.
Anything.
It's begin.
It is not begin. It's
well, it
not,
is it, too.
It could begin again, but it's not begin. Five-letter word beginning with B. We're still on those B words. What's this, 3 weeks? Yes, 3 weeks now. The beginning of anything. What happens first?
it's that?
It is.
Okay.
See, it's really actually kind of simple.
Yeah, it is. Okay.
Right. 243-4351, if you can tell me what today's five-letter B word is, meaning the beginning of anything, 243-4351. You're playing for a lunch buffet from Bogey's Cafe, 1904 West Morton Avenue here in Jacksonville. If you have not won in the last 6 weeks, you're eligible to play. 243-4351. You'll stop by here within 3 weeks of the date you win. We'll give you a gift certificate. You take it out to Bogey's, 1904 West Morton Avenue here in Jacksonville, and have yourself a lunch buffet. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you tell me today's B word?
Birth.
It is birth. It's the birth of a nation. Who is this?
This is Janice Hahn.
Janice Hahn, how are you today?
I'm fine.
For a Monday? No. It's a good day. It's cool out. Everything's nice out there right now.
It is. It's beautiful.
You're calling from Whitehall?
Yes.
Looky there, I remember. Janice, you stop by the radio station sometime in the next 3 weeks. We'll give you a gift certificate for you to take out to Bogey's.
Well, thank you very much.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Janice Hahn, our winner today. It is birth.
Did you emphasize that it's not B-E-R-T-H?
I'll take the upper berth.
Yes. I'll have birth in the upper berth.
Oh, no. B-I-R-T-H.
You're in the lower berth.
Oh, gosh. Stop that. Five-letter word beginning with B, meaning the beginning of anything, birth.
Does your bank understand you,
your family,
your finances,
your dreams?
At People's Bank and Trust, we do. We are professionals who are ready to help. So whether you run the family finances, search for the best available rates, or simply have big dreams, we have financial products to fit your needs. I'm Lori Doolin, and I am your bank, and I can help you with your dreams. Simply call, click, or come by any of our 10 convenient locations. People's Bank and Trust, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Extend your yield with Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans. Built on the proven performance of Genuity Roundup Ready to Yield technology, you can maximize your yield potential and access advanced weed control options upon regulatory approvals. Contact your seed supplier to book your Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans and extend your yield. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Dicamba is not currently approved for in-crop use.
It's the first ever Line & Kugel Oktoberfest celebration coming to the Triangle Bar & Grill in Woodson, Illinois. There will be lots of games and prizes for all. The fun begins at noon, serving kettle chili, bratwurst, and sauerkraut. At 3 p.m., they'll have the tapping of the keg and hoist the stein competition. Alter Ego takes the stage at 4. Get your German on and join everyone at the Triangle Bar & Grill for a big day of fun. Line & Kugel Oktoberfest draft, just $2. The Line & Kugel Oktoberfest celebration brought to you by the Triangle Bar & Grill and Robert Chick Fritz Distributing.
Prentice Farmers Elevator reminds farmers that taking a break could lower accident risk. Farmers who overwork run the risk of making mistakes. Not only will your muscles ache, but also fatigue may cause you to hesitate when seconds count. Rest is a must when pushing your body to the limit. The National Safety Council urges you to take breaks, especially during this busy harvest season.
Boom, 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 boom. Theme for Magnificent Seven.
Uh-huh.
Saw it.
And would you give it a C plus like the critics?
I might go B minus.
No. See, that's even. I'm going to see it no matter what.
It captured the spirit of the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
If you go there like me, though, saying, boy, I can't wait to hear that theme in all its glory. And it's one of the best movie themes ever.
Yet, I do not have it. And was no, it a hit?
I think it was, but I'm not sure.
Hmm. I know it exactly. I know it. Yeah.
I'm not going to ruin it, but you do not hear it until very late.
Oh. Oh. Well, that's the big climax at the end.
They tease you several times during it. And maybe, I don't know, maybe I thought you heard it in the opening credits in the original. Well, I say the original. Seven Samurai was the original, but it was made into the Western. This became the theme.
Hmm. Hmm.
Yeah, it was. It is what it is, and it's nothing more. You don't read anything into it. You don't go in there anticipating that it's going to take a different twist or have a significant statement about
it's
society.
It's been long
in
enough,
general.
Though. I think if you haven't seen since the original,
uh-huh.
You could still go in and be a bit surprised.
Tell you what, what I will tell you is, it's at least more realistic than
the original.
I mean, I watched a little bit of that, and it's pretty campy. You want to Steve McQueen, Yul Brynner.
Seriously, if you look back at almost any original film, they are a bit campy. It's about the actors and stuff, mm-hmm. which I worried about in this one. Commercial-wise, you only see Chris Pratt and Denzel Washington. I said there's seven of them, so it kind of surprised me that they were promoting those two because they're the most famous right now.
Probably
Vincent D'Onofrio?
D'Onofrio, yeah. He is there. He does not look like D'Onofrio and doesn't sound
looks
like
Kingpin.
Him. Yeah, he looks very much different. And the other guys?
Ethan Hawke.
Yeah.
Lee Byung-hung?
Lee Ethan Hawke was the only one that I knew appreciably much about. I knew something about a few of the others, but not a lot.
I was trying to see who... I don't even know who all seven are. I guess that's...
The original had Horst Buchholz. They were trying to, I think, make him into a movie star. Didn't happen.
1960. Came out October 23rd, 1960, the original.
Hmm.
Or The Magnificent Seven, right?
Right.
But,
yeah, it's, again, don't go in there thinking...
Are there females?
Yeah, there is one female.
Okay. Haley Bennett.
Don't know
is
her.
Part of them. Peter Skarsgård.
He's the bad guy, and he's a very good bad guy, by the way.
Was he most recently Tarzan, in the movie Tarzan?
No.
With Robbie? No? Okay. His name is Skarsgård as well. Manuel Garcia Rolfo.
He's one of the Magnificent Seven.
Matt Bomer.
Yeah, another one.
Luke Grimes. I don't know these. Besides Denzel Washington, Chris Pratt, Ethan Hawke, Vincent D'Onofrio.
Ben Byung.
And I don't know him. He plays Billy Rocks in this film, but I don't know him outside of this.
I know of him
role.
A little bit.
Hmm.
If you don't like people getting killed, by the way, don't watch this movie. There's a whole bunch of people that die in this movie.
Well, it's a Western.
Exactly.
Isn't that what happens in Westerns?
Yeah.
We all get a gun. We all shoot each other if we don't like you.
That's what I'm saying, I guess. Don't go in there anticipating that this is about gun control.
What makes it magnificent? What they end up doing by the end? I mean, it's
their selfless
magnificent
act.
Seven.
I think their selfless act.
Okay. Age-wise, it's kind of weird that they would all hang out together. If you just think of how old Chris Pratt is and Denzel Washington and Vincent D'Onofrio and Ethan, you know what I mean? It's kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
So it's not just an old guy film.
No, it's not.
And I don't mean that bad,
but a lot of times
when you think of Westerns, it goes back to older men who like Westerns.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're trying to reboot it a little bit. When's the last time you saw a Western in a theater?
Yeah, and Denzel Washington is, and he plays the part well. He doesn't try to do too much. He just, I mean, that's why I think I give it a B minus. I might even be convinced it'd be a B. But
the critic I'm looking at here didn't like the first one and doesn't like the second one any better.
So. Well, he's probably stuck on Seven Samurai, which I never saw.
Yeah, I don't know. I plan on seeing it.
Yeah.
And my only reason to see it is because I like Vincent D'Onofrio.
Is my wife's main, I mean, it was her choice. I said, okay, Sully or this? And she said, that.
Well, it's going to be a little more exciting, obviously.
Well, and I think it also takes us back to our childhood a little bit. How many of us saw this movie at a drive-in theater, perhaps?
Don't look at
me.
Look the other way.
Yeah.
Don't look at me.
Some of us did.
Yeah. But it's still, I would think you'd have a whole new audience. Possibly, am I going to have my 17-year-old go, hey, I want to see Magnificent Seven? Probably not.
No.
You're still going to be more in the age range, probably hitting 30 or better to see the film.
But I would agree. Yeah.
It may have done pretty well over the weekend.
It probably did.
And anything that beats out Blair Witch is okay with me. I can't imagine that people go to... scare flicks nowadays are nowhere near what they used to be. It used to be you knew something was coming, and all of a sudden something happens and you're scared. Now it's like every 12 seconds, let's just throw something in front of a mirror or move something in the corner. It was the number one film over the weekend, The Magnificent Seven.
Okay.
It beat out the kids' movie, Storks. And I thought, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of parents bring their kids to movies, but no.
I think there was a certain amount of nostalgia. The people I saw attending, who I knew, I thought, yeah, okay. And I think they were kind of the same way, just take you back a little bit. It's one of those movies you walk in, you turn off your brain, you sit down. You don't try to think through it at all. if you go see Sully, you're going to be consternating over the treatment of Sully and should he have been treated that way.
Yeah.
In this one, you just go in and you say, all right, let's go, Cowboys, shoot them up. Here we go.
No Bridget Jones Baby for her?
No.
Come on, let's go see Renee Zellweger. No. The sad news is, I remember back in the day when they came out with Waterworld and everybody was like, Kevin Costner's spending $100 million on a movie. That's insane. And you go and look at it. all the filming is in water, mm-hmm. boats, gas.
And it's not that bad a movie.
It's not real. It's, again, a little hokey when you get to the guy.
The
mean guy. But
not horrible.
$100 million. How much do you think they spent to make The Magnificent Seven?
$170
million. No. $90
million. Oh, really?
And it's guys on horses.
Well, you don't have to worry about the water.
But I'm just saying, special effects, nobody really got shot, obviously. So I guess in the blood and the things like that. But it's hard to believe that you cannot make a movie nowadays without spending $50 million. And then you hope $50 million comes back in opening weekend or it's gone.
I did turn on my brain at one point, and that was to take a look at the horses as people were being shot in the shoot-em-ups.
How do they react?
How did they go down? Are they safe? And I'm sure that somebody from PETA or somebody is saying, hey, let's make sure that everybody's safe.
There is somebody on set anytime there's animals being used. But when you see somebody get shot on a horse and then they have to pull the horse down with them or whatever, it makes you wonder, those stunt guys, and my tendency is to always look at their face to see if it's really them doing the stunt or somebody else. Because, stunt doubles, it's amazing. You go back and watch old movies, you can pull them out easy. Just body shapes change and everything. Because people weren't thinking about it then. But now I have a tendency to look at their face to see if they're doing it.
And it did have the traditional falling through a railing onto the dirt below, hitting levels of roofs before finally tumbling down.
It's what you expected, though, from a Western. Yeah, so there's nothing wrong with that.
Again, turn off your brain. Enjoy it.
I am planning on going this weekend, but we'll see.
My brain still turned off. I didn't turn it back on.
It's only Monday. You don't have to think today.
Okay, good. Just react.
Just try to, enjoy the coolness.
Yes.
It's cool. Oh, I'm so happy with the weather right now. All righty. Well, have a good, fun Monday.
You too.
That's possible.
Later.